terms of the special teams, and is it particularly helpful in the passing game and the punt return game, and you know, to see the ball kind of take some different bounces and how the players react?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to get it sooner or later, so whenever it comes, it comes. We can't control it. Whatever the conditions are, we'll deal with them.
So do you feel like you guys accomplished what you hoped to accomplish in these 3 days?
Well, it's just the extension of the OTA, so it's just all part of the whole spring.
What were some of the highlights for you over the last 3 days watching?
You know, it's just the day-by-day progression, just building blocks, just trying to get better each day.
Bill, this is the last day of OTAs. Were there any players that you thought stood out? Well, are there any players that you thought stood out to you so far?
You know, it's really a teaching camp. But we have OTAs next week, too.
Okay,
well,
it's the last.
Sorry.
Bill, what's it like to have Dante back out on the field with you?
Good.
Coaching.
Good, yeah. Really good. And not just on the field, but meetings and just being around. It's great.
Well, there's a report that Michael Williams suffered an ACL. Can you offer any?
Yeah, I don't think we're doing injury reports here.
Didn't think so, but
maybe the legal requires to do those.
Bill, can you talk about Keyshawn and Nate Washington, that kind of tandem at the wide receiver, how they've looked together? One obviously knows your system, the other is learning it.
Yeah, but you know, Nate played in Houston, so he's got pretty familiar with it. Those guys done a good job. In fact, our receiver group overall has done well. Gotten open, caught the ball, and Nate and Keith both done a good job.
Also, Malcolm and Aaron have made some good catches out there. You talked about their progress.
Our receivers have been good. Yeah, they've had good competition at that position. They've all showed up and made plays down the field, caught the ball well, so that's been good.
How about the initial impressions on Clay Harbor, working with him?
Professional, works hard. You know, he's a versatile guy. He's done a lot of different things. You know, Philadelphia and Jacksonville, we'll ask him to do the same thing. You know, special teams and offense. So it'll be hopefully a number of roles if he can do get an opportunity to do.
I just want to follow up one quick question about the scouts asked yesterday. You've talked in the past about coaches' use of players and scouts' understanding. You talked about it in regards to Mike Lombardi a couple of years ago. He had a good understanding back when he was in Cleveland how coaches like to use players. How valuable is it for scouts out here to see coaches working with players and doing different things in these practices?
You know, I think it's good for the scouts. You know, they have to go out and compare guys to what we're doing, project them against the competition here, and also kind of project what they'll look like doing things we ask them to do, which they may not be asked to do at wherever it is they see them. So I think it's definitely helpful.
Does it inform your perspective in evaluating play or understand what coaches look for?
Yeah, no, I think that's all part of it. Yeah, just understanding our system, our coaching staff. And I think that's definitely part of it, sure.
Bill, to Bob's point a little bit, so much focus is on the players during a situation like this and the learning the players do. What about the coaching staff? How valuable is it for you guys to kind of learn what you need to teach them going forward?
Yeah, it's an important part for us, too. We haven't coached since last January. We've been doing other things, evaluating players, working guys out, draft stuff, you know, off-season projects and things like that. So now we're back on the field coaching. We need to sharpen up our skills, too.
Is there anything specific that went into the decision of minicamp in the middle of OTAs this year?
We just did what we felt like was best scheduling-wise.
Bill, with McClellan, I was seeing him on the line a little bit. I know he's done that in the past, but maybe the last year in Chicago he was more of an off-the-line player. Do you see him as both, or is that sort of to be determined?
I think he's, you know, a smart kid that's got versatility. We'll see how it all plays out. I don't know.
Is that one of those where you got to make a decision where to start him? You know, like, because you have multiple options and you figure you start him on the line and then see where it goes? Sort of thinking like Jamie Collins when he was coming out. I know they're different players, but...
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're right. You got to start him somewhere, so... but again, a lot of times, you know, in training camp and in these camps, we move guys around and try to tell them to, even though they're playing one position, to pay attention to another position that, you know, they could end up there. So, I mean, I'm sure at some point almost everybody moves around, you know, they can.
When you move a guy from outside to inside the way you did with Vrabel, and we've seen Rob do the same a little bit during this mini camp, what are the challenges from the physical standpoint for those guys having to play inside?
Well, I think it's just a different game. I don't know if it's a big physical difference. I mean, you know, you're seeing guards instead of tight ends and all that, but it's the way you see the game. You know, you really, things happen on both sides of you, and you're playing the game from the inside out. As an outside guy, you're really playing the game from the outside in. You just see one side. You know, you see the whole game through a side view as opposed to an inside view looking from the inside out. So it's, I think it's instinctively quite a bit different. Physically, I mean, there's some differences, but I don't think it's that big of a deal. It's kind of the whole, you know, you're, I don't want to say it's looking at, like, looking at upside down. It's not that dramatic, but it's a lot different to see the game inside out as opposed to outside in.
Kind of the way a center fielder sees the ball off the bat as opposed to when you're playing right or left.
Yeah, except you got a lot more guys you're looking at. You know, you're not just looking at one, you know, running back, or but you got blockers, receivers, and so it's a lot different.
Cyrus Jones on the punt returns, where do you, like, you see him coming in and pretty, I know he has experience, but what skills does he have there that you look at that might translate to this level?
I mean, he led the nation last year, so I don't know, we'll see. You know, we have good punt returners. I don't know who the best one is. We'll let him compete and find out.
Bill, is this a time of the year where you like to sort of get into more of the coaching aspect and really getting into different groups and sort of just pointing out things with some of the guys? Because it seems like this week you've really sort of gotten your hands dirty a little bit with, you know, different groups and you know, at different points of the practice.
I mean, not consciously, but maybe, I don't know. You might have noticed it more than I did. But I mean, I try to do that all the time. You know, I try to coach all the team, not one just one spot or one guy.
DJ Foster, the same punt returning, he was working a little bit. Is that something he's done, or is that
another skill player? You know, some of these guys can do it, but they didn't do it in college because there was another guy doing it, or they wanted to use younger players doing it. Maybe they'd done it earlier in their career or stuff like that. So, you know, in the NFL, when you have limited guys on your roster on game day, you know, if the player can do an extra job or maybe even back up at the position, there's value there. So, you know, especially in the kicking game, there's a lot of that, guys that maybe they could do something for us, they just haven't done it. So we'll take a look at it and see what it looks like. You know, Edelman never returned punts, so that was, you just, you know, you never know until you get into it. See, sometimes some guys have a good feel for it, some guys don't.
Say Edelman, is that what you just said?
Yeah,
remember they were booing him at camp when he had dropped a few that first year?
Oh yeah, that's, yeah, I mean, it's a lot different catching from these punters, too, than, you know, the college. I mean, these guys, you know, there's some tough balls. They get a lot of hang time, and plus the wind and all that. But, I mean, just an NFL punter, you know, those balls are a lot tougher to catch than some of the high school and college ones. And so, you know, it takes a little getting used to.
Good.
Okay.
Thank you, Bill.
Great. All right. Thanks.